With one of the best defensive matchups in regional play, the Tigers fall to the Falcons 3-2 in the Class 1A regional championship game. Wayne was able to add on early runs to force a lead that never left the Falcons' side throughout the entire contest. Griswold started out the first inning of action going 3-up, 3-down, something the Tigers' offense has not been used to this season. Wayne looked to be doing the same with Milliken in the circle coming into the game with just a .53 ERA. However, Milliken walked Allie Joe Fortune, and next came up Izzy Moore, who had a deep home run over the right center field fence that added two early runs on the board for the Falcons. Griswold went both the second and third innings scoreless, going 3-up, 3-down in each inning. Wayne looked to stay on the board with a lead, and Ava Whitney did exactly that as she hit a solo home run over the left field fence to make the ballgame 3-0. But then the fifth inning lit a spark in the Tigers' dugout as Dakota Reynolds scored off of a grounder by Carly Milliken, which was scored due to an overthrow at first base. This made the ballgame 3-1 with the Falcons still up on top. Wayne came sprinting into the bottom of the fifth as the Falcons were able to add on two additional runs from Allie Joe Fortune, knocking in two runs off a deep single that Addison Adams was able to throw back in quickly, but not before the game was 5-1. Griswold came marching into the sixth inning as the Tigers had three singles in a row by Marissa Asklin, Whitney Bennock, and McKenna Wichman, as Asklin was able to score off of Wichman's hit. Wichman and McKenna Asklin both scored as well off of Carly Milliken's single that brought them both in home to make it 5-4. Griswold's Carly Milliken pitched a 3-up, 3-down, 6th inning to lead the Tigers to the 7th inning to come back into the ballgame. Abby Goinghorse started things off by a hard grounder to Izzy Moore, who threw it over to Ella Whitney for the first out of the inning. Addison Adams came up next, cranking the first pitch he saw that was caught by Lainey Harvey in left field. It was all up to Joey Reynolds, who made an athletic diving catch to end the 6th inning defensively, and now she was looking to do it at the plate. After fouling off three balls, she swung and missed as she struck out to end the ballgame. The Falcons are champions, and really, it could not have been a better ballgame for them to win to play next in Fort Dodge. Leading the ballgame for the Falcons was Izzy Moore, who went 2-3 with a single and a home run in the ballgame. Ava Whitney went 1-2 with a home run as well in the game. Izzy Moore struck out six batters on the night, and allowed just 5 hits on 3 earned runs. For the Tigers, leading on the night was Dakota Reynolds, who went 1-3 with a double in the ballgame, the only double for the Tigers. The Tigers also had Asklin and Wichman, as well as Goinghorse, all earn a single on the night. Carly Milliken also had a single that added 2 RBIs on the night. Milliken had 7 strikeouts and gave up 4 hits, 2 of which were home runs. Coach Jody Rozelle ended up with the loss, but was proud of her squad for their accomplishments this season.
I'm just very proud of these girls. I know that it sounds cliche, but with the number of hours we spend together in season and out of season, just love them. And just very proud of them. And just, yeah, it's hard to put it into words.
The Tigers had an impressive season, going 26-4 overall, and they're looking to bounce back from this and commit and push for their next season.
And it's one thing I've always told our teams is that I love the game. I love competition. I love the team atmosphere. I love the game of softball. But the real reason why I coach is because I believe that there's lessons learned on this softball field that last way beyond the field. And I've seen that in McKenna and McKenna over the last 5 years, seeing them grow into awesome young women. Great leaders, and that is an extremely.
Both McKenna Asklin and McKenna Wichman will no longer be wearing the Tiger uniform after the ball game, as their 4 years in the diamond has come to a close and will now be leaders off the field, as they've been leaders on the field for the last 4 seasons.
What I told the girls is that we've had an awesome season. You know, being 26-4, 3 of those losses by 1 run. One of those in an extra innings to a 3A school. I mean, tonight's loss is heartbreaking, but it doesn't take anything away from our season. As much as we wanted to be in Fort Dodge next week, that would have just been the cherry on the top. Mm-hmm. But nothing, it doesn't take away from the awesome season that they've had. But we're not done yet, you know? Right. We'll regroup and just keep on working. It just takes a lot of hours, a lot of time, a lot of commitment, which the girls have shown that they've been willing to do over the last 3 years. And just keep.
Wayne will move on to battle against Remsen St. Mary's, who have only lost one game this season. That game is scheduled for Wednesday, July 19th at Veterans Field, with the opening pitch at 1:30 p.m. in Fort Dodge. I'm Zach Collins reporting.